Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the San Francisco 49ers Extra Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono.
You don't have anything. You can't escape. Take the sack, live to play another down, and move on.
49ers Extra is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play, in the home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Coming up, we'll talk about the 49ers' 51-13 win over the Carolina Panthers. But first, I want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Well, Steve, the 49ers showed they can win a game 9-0, and then they showed off their offensive prowess in a 51-13 win over the Panthers, although a lot of it, again, was defense. All those sacks, 7 sacks. Nick Bosa had 3 of them and an interception. So even when the 49ers score a bunch of points, we're still talking about their defense.
Yeah, we are, because they're making some serious plays in it. And if I said it once during the game, I said it 10 times and twice to former defensive linemen and defensive line coaches. And that is really, really fun to play defense when you can get to the quarterback only rushing 4.
Yeah.
You just drop 7, play 2 deep, and rush 4 guys. That's pretty good. Those are good odds for the defense.
Well, so many guys are contributing. I mean, those defensive linemen, yeah. Armstead is having a really good year now. Even a guy like Blair comes in and gets a sack. So many guys, it's all different players. So it's not just one pass rusher anymore.
No, it's not. And you can see them feeding off of one another, not just on defense, but on the whole team. I mean, guys are making plays, guys are wanting to make plays. So all those things are good.
So the 49ers holding the Panthers to under 100 net yards passing. That's the 4th straight game that they've done that. And then the last time that happened in the NFL was 1977. So, I mean, they're doing things that teams haven't done in a long time, especially because you consider the NFL to be a passing league, but they're holding teams down.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they've got the best of both worlds. I mean, they're rushing the passer, and they can play pass defense. They can play zone behind it. You don't have to rush 5 guys and play man free. You don't have to rush 6 guys and take the safety out of the middle of the field. This is how you want to play defense.
Yeah. And how about that interception that Bosa had? He just reached up, grabbed it, and then he was off to the races. That was incredible.
That's just a complete freakish play. I mean, how many sacks has he already had where he's been on the ground? Now, on the ground, I was thinking about this morning that, I mean, he's had 2 or 3 sacks where he's kind of been on the ground and doesn't give up and gets a sack. But his cat-like reflexes off the ground are ridiculous. I mean, he's down, and the next thing, and a split second later, he's up making a play, and that one to not only get up off the ground, but jump up in the air and have the hands to be able to catch it. That's incredible.
Yeah, that really was. The other big storyline with the 49ers is that the offense, was really efficient, of course, scoring all these points. And they're doing this without players that, were really important, like a Joe Staley, who's a Pro Bowl tackle, or a Mike McClinchy, who was a first-round pick. And everybody thought that Kyle Juszczyk, you know, him being out, that they weren't going to be able to run as well. Well, that's not the case. I mean, everybody's running well. And Tevin Coleman, my image of this game is Coleman just running free, you know, and that, you know, big burst. He's running for over 100 yards, and he's rushing for 3 touchdowns, catching another one. Just an incredible game for him.
Yeah, four touchdowns, and credit the offensive line, first of all, first and foremost. Like you said, a rookie playing left tackle, obviously, John Lynch knew what he was doing when he picked him, started every game for 4 years at Vanderbilt at left tackle. I mean, I think you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
you may not have been on the best team, but you played against the best teams. And I mean, the offensive line, yeah, they're just doing a terrific job. And Kyle setting up some of these runs. I think strategically, the best one of all of them was the Debo run.
Oh yeah.
the way that they got everybody's attention with, I'm not sure who that was. Maybe that was, it was the guy in motion. I forget who it was, but you get everybody's attention with him and then you hand it underneath. I mean, that was well designed.
Yeah. I mean, he was just untouched. He just ran right in 20 yards
and inside handoff. And Coleman's, he had 2 like that, if not all 3, where, you know, it just exploded through the line and nobody touched him and nobody was going to catch him. I didn't realize he had that kind of speed, open field speed.
Me neither. I mean, I don't think he had that at the beginning of the year. Steve, in the preseason, I don't think he had the first step that he has now. I think he's gotten healthier.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. One of the touchdowns too, I thought the defensive back had an angle on him, but he didn't get there. I mean, and that's when I was like, whoa, he's got more open field speed than I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just breaking free like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He had what an incredible game, 4 touchdowns.
A lot of it is, I guess, you know, the play calling or the play designs, right? I mean, just the way it's set up, that if you do execute the blocks, these guys are going to have wide open holes.
Yeah. And the way they're hitting the holes, I mean, all you have to do is get in the way of somebody for a split second and they're gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, I mean, as long as you just have the angle, you know, the correct angle, these guys are getting through the holes quickly.
Yes, they are. I mean, 232 yards rushing, 6.1 yards a carry. So that's an amazing rushing attack, and that makes it a lot easier for the quarterback. And Jimmy Garoppolo, yeah, it seems like he has that one mistake per game, but other than that, I mean, he was so efficient again. I mean, this time he's 18 of 22, so yeah, he made one mistake, but other than that, I mean, he's really locked in as far as making sure that he's hitting receivers. Yeah, he's not making a lot of errant passes or anything like that.
Right. No, we just need to eliminate that one again. I didn't see that one on replay, but live, it didn't seem like Kucho suckered him, which Kucho seems to be able to do to quarterbacks.
Uh-huh.
It just seems like, you know, is that a game plan play that he's not comfortable with? And, you know, just trying to force it. I don't know.
Yeah, it does seem like he just kind of forces him in every once in a while.
Yeah, but he was 18 for 22, I think.
Yeah, that's what it was, 18 for 22, yeah.
I mean, it's awesome.
It really is.
I know I said this before, we'll take that every week. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, we were, again, 50%, if I remember correctly, on third down, 50% or better. I think it was 5 for 10. That's the key to wins. I mean, you're maintaining drives. Carolina was 2 for 15 on third and fourth down. We were 5 for 10. So, I mean, that's how you win ball games. And interesting though that I guess the other side of that, even though we maintained drives, we were scoring touchdowns at the end of drive. So Carolina ended up, I think, having the ball as many, 63 total plays, which is interesting. They just ended up having the ball more, not so much time wise, but you know, ran just as many plays, even though they didn't score much.
We'll have more 49ers Extra after this from TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. 49ers fans from outside the Bay Area, listen up. TPC Harding Park has a great deal for you when you are planning your trip to Levi's Stadium to see the 49ers. While you're in town, take advantage of Golf the Gridiron, featuring discounted tee times and free club rentals. Visit tpc.com and click on Special Offers for tee time deals at San Francisco's own TPC Harding Park. Wanted to talk about the new receiver, too, Emmanuel Sanders. I mean, this guy's always been a top-flight receiver, but he tore his Achilles last year, and you wondered, I mean, how good is he going to be? I mean, he was a really nice addition. He scores a touchdown on the first drive.
Yeah, you just traded for him, and you throw the ball to him on the first play.
Exactly.
That's obviously, that was the guy they wanted. They got who they wanted, and they went right to him.
He's had a really good career. I mean, is that what they're looking for? I mean, is that the guy? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just nice to have some depth in that position, right?
I think it's nice. It's nice to have some depth. It's nice to have some experience, a lot of experience. I know we talked about this last week, that probably the oldest guy before him was, or the person with the most experience was probably Goodwin.
Yeah,
you know, that's been playing on a daily basis or a weekly basis. I mean, you got Samuels, who's a rookie, you know, Pettis, who's in his second year, Goodwin, maybe in his fourth year, third year. I don't know.
Something like that. Yeah.
You know, so there's not really somebody playing on a weekly basis that has much experience. So, I mean, Sanders has as much experience as probably all of them combined.
Probably. I mean, yeah, he's won a Super Bowl with the Broncos. And before that, with the Steelers, he was, you know, he's had a really good career. He was a guy that you always looked at ever since he came into the league.
Yeah. So, obviously was a good pickup.
And George Kittle on tight end day. I didn't even know about that until they were talking about that. It was National Tight End Day. I mean, he had his typical game where, you know, he's just breaking tackles. And you can hand the ball off to him, too, every once in a while. They've kind of mixed that in, you know, every once in a while. So that's worked out.
Yeah. I didn't know there was such thing as a National Tight End Day, but ran into Brett Favre on the sideline before the game, who had a National Tight End Day t-shirt on, and anyway, was there to do an interview with do a piece with Kittle for, I think, for NFL Films, he said. Anyway, that's great, but you know, recognize, like, you know, give lots of recognition to other positions. I think the one day last week was National Cornerback Day, and Richard Sherman said, well, like, what does that mean? I can swat down whatever I want during the day, or take something that doesn't belong to me, or what does that mean?
I'm not sure what that means. You know, actually, you bring up a good point about, since Favre was there, and I think about him being the gunslinger kind of guy, if you're the quarterback on this team and you're Jimmy Garoppolo and you've got that great defense, do you take more chances because you know the defense can back you up, or no? Or how do you handle the way it is?
You don't need to. You're making efficient low risk throws. You got a lot of playmakers. Get those guys the ball. You know, you're going to take a shot maybe once. I mean, this game didn't really need to. Once or twice a game on the, you know, we talked about on the play action, you know, kind of touchdown, check down thing. No, you're just trying to get the ball in the playmakers' hands and let them do their job.
Here's the other thing.
There's no need to take a lot of risk.
Right. Here's another thing, and you can relate to, I think, as a quarterback, when you've got different receivers and maybe you don't have a favorite. I mean, sure, George Kittle's the go-to guy, no doubt. But after that, do you need to develop favorites, or is it okay? I mean, do you have that ability to spread it around, and you know, that's just okay to be efficient that way?
Yeah, no, you don't need to have. I don't think you need to have favorites. I mean, yeah, he's got his favorites, and you know, in a crunch down third, you know, some third down and 10. You know, he's going to look for Kittle, but otherwise, no, you don't need to, because that's what leads to playing favorites. You know, that leads to making bad throws,
locking in on risky, one guy,
risky throws lead to turnovers, you know. So now get it to the guy that's designed, you know, that the play is designed for. And if not, you know, take off running with it, or check it down to a back, or you know, a tight end that's popping out or something. So, no, there's no need to take that risk.
All right, coming up a Thursday night game, so the quick turnaround, which is not easy for either team, against the Cardinals, and you know, I look at them as being dangerous because they have a quarterback who's very talented. Yeah, he's a rookie, but Kyler Murray is somebody that's pretty exciting. I haven't had a chance to see much of him, so I'm excited to see what he's going to do against the Niners on Thursday.
Yeah, actually, will be. I mean, now he has, you know, eight games under his belt. I saw him first week of the season. He struggled, you know, mightily struggled in the first half, got it together a little bit in the second half, almost won. So it'll be fun to see him Thursday night. And yeah, I mean, obviously he can make the throws. He can beat you with his legs.
I saw that their top two running backs are out, Steve, David Johnson and Chase Edmonds. So that doesn't bode well for the Cardinals.
No, it doesn't. But did they trade for somebody yesterday with Miami, or was it the other way around?
Kenyon Drake did go from the Dolphins to the Cardinals.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, you know, he'll be limited on plays, but,
Yeah, so he should be in there. You're right. He should be in there on Thursday, so that's going to help.
They're down two. Yeah.
Yeah. So. But, yeah, it should be a good game. You know, everybody's talking about the 49ers schedule at this point being a lot more difficult, because after this, well, then you get the Packers, the Ravens, the Saints. You know, it's all much more difficult after that.
You got Seahawks on Monday night.
Yeah, exactly.
And then forget who after that, but
yeah, Seahawks Monday night, then Cardinals again, and then Packers, Ravens, Saints. Yep.
Yeah. So it's getting harder, but most of them are now, you know, a lot more home games. And Levi's was rocking on Sunday.
Yeah, how much better is that atmosphere now?
Well, it's way better. I mean, it's been night and day. We haven't seen this yet. We haven't seen this in, you know, this is what, year six for the Niners playing down there. I think first year was 2014. I knew it was going to be good. I kind of always judged it by one of the things that we do before the game is the red zone rally, which is a tailgate party that's in a pavilion over on Great America's land. And they sell it to 49er fans, but they also sell to the visiting teams. And over the years, you can always tell walking in there on Sunday morning, like, is it more visiting fans? Is it crowded? Is it more 49er fans? And I walked in there on Sunday. It was, it wasn't packed, but it was a really good crowd. And 99% of the fans were 49er fans. I was like, okay, the vibe is good.
That really is good.
And it was. It definitely was.
That place is going to be rocking for the Seahawks, which is a home game on Monday
night. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Monday night vibes are always good, you know, to begin with, especially on the, especially pregame on the field. You know, you get the Monday night crew there. And, it just makes for a really good vibe. So, and it's the Seahawks. It'll be good.
And you get your body a little bit more rested because, you know, this is tough. These Thursday games for everybody concerned, right?
Really tough. Yeah. They're not, I mean, you're still, you know, obviously they're not getting a day off. I mean, they're not going to be practicing hard, but it's Tuesday. You're the most sore today. So, you know, practice tomorrow, start to feel a little bit better.
And then you got a game.
but you still have soreness on Thursday. You know, but you just got to, you know, you just got to find the will.
Yeah, gut it out.
And gut it out. They are not easy, though.
No, not at all.
Played in them twice. As visitor and lost both of them.
Oh,
yeah, two Thanksgiving Day games. Once in Detroit, once in Dallas.
Yeah, it's just hard for the body to recover that quickly.
Yeah,
no doubt,
it's hard. Yeah, it's hard.
Well, Steve, look forward to talking about it next week. Should be a good one. And 7-0, hard to believe. Hard to believe.
Awesome, absolutely awesome. Fun to watch.
That's former 49ers quarterback Steve Bono. Join us again next Tuesday, and we'll be talking about the Thursday night game, 49ers and Cardinals. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to 49ers Extra on thesportsvirus.com.